Hallelujah. Good morning, brethren, children of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. And thank you, Lord, for your way this day as we acknowledge you. Thank you, direct our path in the plan and the purpose that you have for us and you have for our family and you have for our nation and the world. In Jesus' name, amen. We're finishing off Psalm 91, and it's three verses 4, 14, 15, and 16.
Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. So we can see here this love is where the deliverance comes from, if we wake up to the love, and then also protection. And then we see, what do we get, what this love must entail, so that we know his name. It's in John 14, Jesus says, "You love me, you'll abide in my word." So the Jesus is also called the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So all the promises and the beauty of the word that unfolds for us shows us what the Father wants from us. Remember, in these last days, he says, "I'll speak to you in my Son." So it's so important. And then the Bible says, "In the fullness of time, God sent his Son." So everything has been revealed to us, has been made available to us. It's now we've got to get into the word. And then in getting into his word, we get into commitment. And this is like a marriage second to none. This is the greatest thing that could happen to anyone. It's us coming home, and it's coming to the great and mighty God that stands on behalf of us, and for everything good, for everything righteous. And he brings us back into all that he had in store for us, the purpose and the destiny that he's got for us. But I just want to stop here quickly, and we can just look at, and we can see just some of the beautiful qualities of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our big brother and our Savior. And that's in Isaiah chapter 9, and that's from verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. So all authority from God and goodness from God comes from Jesus onto upon his shoulders. And now, if we think of it, he's the head and we are the body. So that authority, and as we wake up to truth, as we love the Lord, get into his word and trust him and abide in him and draw close, that authority then is manifested through his church, through his body, through his bride, through his sons. The creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. And but back to the name of Jesus, he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. So the zeal of the Lord of hosts is not the zeal for the Lord, but the zeal of the Lord, as we draw close and he becomes our wonderful counselor. And also want you to just to notice, when Jesus is your counselor, he's your shepherd, and then these wonderful attributes follow, that we see him as mighty God. Why? Because what his word he watches over, he reveals to you, he watches over, and so you see him as a mighty God. And then Everlasting Father. Just as the Father has got, or every name is found in the Father, in heaven and earth, every family in heaven and earth is named in the Father. But in Jesus we see all that is opened up to us, the everlasting realities that are made available for us, come to pass. Isn't that what a father is? He's the one that protects, one that provides, and the one that blesses. And then it follows, when you've experienced, and these things is a growing reality with you, you find peace. So your peace is found in the daily increase that he gives us every day, morning by morning, and then in the realities of the word worked out in our lives through the day as we keep conscious of him. Because remember again, this is the greater thing that happened. This is not a spare wheel. In the past, we've had many, we're just in trouble, and then we take the Lord on, and then when things are fine again, we forget about him, and our other, and both feet are back in the world. And then when there's a trouble, then the one foot is here by the Lord again. God doesn't want that. Jesus doesn't want that. The kingdom of God doesn't want that. Mankind doesn't want that. Mankind, the world, everyone needs children coming home and knowing that they don't want to waste any time, and they need to stick with this good God through loving him, loving his word, being obedient, developing on schedule every day. Amen. Let's go on, and then we see the beauty of what happens here as we go on.
Verse 10, when he calls on to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Hallelujah. That just confirms, you know, you staying close to God, and so God is staying close to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then, as we said yesterday, all the angels that open the doors and close the doors, protect and provide, they all stand with us. Amen. And he shows us our salvation. And that's why the Bible, Philippians, tells us, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Because coming to the Lord, running to the Lord, trusting in the Lord, all these things are very common. We can understand these things, and we need to get into the word and grow. But the uniqueness of our destiny and our purpose is so unique. So it's a personal thing that you've got a unique rescue plan. You've got a unique healing plan. All that means salvation. And salvation also means the name of Jesus. So you're walking in the footsteps of Jesus and finding healing. And I love the scripture in Malachi. Again, a prophetic word, but the reality is here now. For he who fears my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. See, there's healing needing to take place so in so many ways, spirit, soul, and body. So this is a eternal reality and beauty that's growing every day. So be blessed as you love the Lord, look to his word, hear with your spirit, see with your spirit, and then partake in obedience to the beautiful love of God that's available this day for you. And know this is a reality that you need to be aware of the rest of your days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.